imminent. In some sense, this isn't news. He's an 88-year-old man with many health problems. We know that he is going to die soon. But let me share with you just a few things that I found on this Yahoo News article. In addition to Francis reportedly expressing, certainly he won't make it this time, Politico pointed to a series of recent moves that indicate he is preparing as if his succession will take place sooner than later. So what do we need to do? We need to treat him the exact same way that we would want to be treated at our moment of death, with incredible mercy. We need to invoke the popes that are in heaven and those that are in purgatory to pray for him right now, that this small moment of his life, which is really a tremendous moment, can be an incredible moment of grace for him and for the church, despite however it is that you feel about him. It's no secret that Pope Francis's papacy has been somewhat divisive. Now, you could take that in a variety of different ways. Nevertheless, right now is a moment of grace where we can pray for him and pray for the future pope. This is where we get to place our vote. It's not just the cardinals who decide. We decide right now through our prayers and sacrifices that whoever is the successor can be a holy, saintly pope. My friends, this is all moments of grace. Everything is grace. As Saint Therese says, let us take advantage and respond. God bless you. I'll see you in the next one.